Well, Sanyong cars, utes, and SUVs came to Australia a while back, then pretty quickly disappeared. Now they're back, and David Brown has more details.
Sanyong is a South Korean-based car manufacturer, now mainly owned by Indian interests. They started in 1954, and between 1993 and 2011, they produced an SUV, the Muso, which means rhinoceros in Korean, and they also gave that name to a ute they built for 3 years. They failed in Australia, not helped by most models having an unusual appearance. Now they're back with the new Muso XLV dual cab ute, boasting the segment's longest tray, many features, and either a leaf spring rear suspension for hard work or the more comfortable coil spring suspension. They should do better this time.
Before you buy your next new car, check out carreviewcentral.com.au. At carreviewcentral.com.au, you'll find easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, unbiased new car reviews. We want to help you get exactly the right car for you. Carreviewcentral.com.au. Ready for you now and whenever a new car is on your agenda.